C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Camp.
C, wait. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C, K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for... Montreal.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
And welcome for another edition of the Drastic Plastic Program. This is the last Monday of the month, and typically our Three Amigos edition. Yet we are short one amigo. Amigo Mark from Rock and Roll Report is unable to join us for this evening. So joining me from his virtual studio, Strangeway Studios in Montreal, is our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
And together, a Dos Amigos show we've got lined up for you with some good music we hope that you'll enjoy. So do please stick around, and let's turn things over right away to our man from Manchester, Armitage Shanks.
Brave amigos, wherever they meet us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together. Glory, glory, Man United. Glory, glory, Man United. Glory, glory, Man United. As the Red Star marching up, up, up.
Armitage Shanks has a long history, established in 1817. Armitage Shanks stands for quality, innovation.
Armitage Shanks has for many, many years been a leader.
And hi there. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. We're playing you a few tracks this night from the UK and Ireland, starting out with This band needs no introduction other than it has just been nominated this past week for a Grammy Award for Best Rock Album. The band Fontaines D.C., the album, it's their second, i.e. sophomore release, A Hero's Death. And I'm just delighted. I actually give Grammys a lot of credit for nominating a band of this caliber. Their first album, Doggerel, was released in 2019, and that album enjoyed the distinction of ranking number one among all the other albums of 2019 as my number one pick for UK and Irish album of the year last year. A Lucid Dream is the track I'll be playing you off this album. And what can I say? If this is your first listen, I think you will be instantly compelled. Pick up both albums. They are outstanding. Not a soft track on either one. This is a truly brilliant band.
Shut up like a wall for the jump, and I'm going to despair.
So glad to have this band back after 8 years. It's Manchester's very own Dubs with their brand new album, The Universal Want. The track we heard is the second single off that album, Broken Eyes, and started off with Fontaine's DC off their Grammy-nominated second album, A Hero's Death. The track I brought you off that one is A Lucid Dream. I'd actually be very curious to find out from listeners of the show who are familiar with Fontaine's DC which album you prefer, the first or the second. As I mentioned, both equally outstanding. I like the first better, by a narrow margin, mind you. However, the second one is the one that has been nominated for the Grammy. So, again, take your pick. Take your pick. And I'm handing the mic at this juncture right back to my fellow two amigos. And I shall return.
To prevent the spread of the virus, wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, washing your hands regularly and keeping your distance. Let's continue to protect ourselves. Find out more at quebec.ca/mask. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, it's Chalky the Chipmunk. Get him!
Whoa! Hey, you kids, quit nibbling at my head. Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Come on, Chalky. Just let us nibble on you. You're Chalktastic.
No way. Try to catch me, you crazy kids.
Whoa! Whoa!
You crazy chipmunk. Everyone knows that fruity choco corn puppies are for children because they're Chalktastic.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Okay, so my first set begins off with somewhat of a tribute, I suppose, to what has been a fantastic Record Store Day celebration. Now, Record Store Day is normally a single day in April, I believe, and has been for a couple of years. But this year, because of the COVID crisis, they broke up Record Store Day into Record Store Days and celebrated in September, October, and November with drops on single days of each of those months. Plus, just wrapping up this past Friday was Record Store Day Black Friday. So for myself, I thought that was a fantastic idea. Obviously, the idea was that because of COVID, because of distribution issues, because of people gathering, it was going to be difficult to hold Record Store Day on a singular day. But this was a lot more fun, I think, breaking it up over these 4 days, as it turns out, when not only do I get a chance to replenish my wallet, but with each individual drop, there was a number of titles which were so interesting that I probably overspent and purchased stuff that I thought just was a lot of fun and hopefully was going to enjoy. In a future show, maybe even next week, I'm going to go through what was in my bag for albums that I picked up on Record Store Day. So nonetheless, let's get into my first song, because this song is somewhat autobiographical and perhaps relates to any of you. I'm sure many of you who still may be record enthusiasts, vinyl junkies, as we say, you might enjoy this particular track. It's actually recorded from a fellow from New York named Jeffrey Lewis, who is a very prolific writer, writing and illustrating, but putting a lot of great, very interesting lyrics to song. And he wrote this one particular song simply entitled LPs, and that comes from his album of 2019 entitled Bad Wiring. It's a great song. It's got a lot of energy, a great message, with a nice little twist to the end. So to kick things off on my set, this is Jeffrey Lewis with a Record Store Day tribute, a song called LPs.
I don't know how it started, I suppose it was about the 10th grade. I'd never bought much music, I just listened to whatever was played. But there was classic rock there on the radio and it was blowing my mind. And it was all the records no one wanted now, so they were easy to find. So I started getting LPs, they only cost a little, and these LPs were all the ones I needed from the 60s, with psychedelic art on all the great sleeves, much cooler and much cheaper than the CDs, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. There wasn't any internet, a lot of times you just took a shot. Pretty soon you figured out which records would be awesome or not. If the year was from the 60s, it was probably good bang for your buck. If the year was from the 80s, it was guaranteed to totally suck. I started learning about the LPs, and that's when education just cost low fees. $3 for the Dylan record. Oh yes, please. And the cream and Rolling Stones and Arlo Guthrie's. A giant treasure trove with all for pennies. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. By 1994, I had completed all my Zeppelin and Floyd.
Zeppelin and Floyd.
I had all the early traffic, but their later stuff just made me annoyed.
Made me annoyed.
You realize that the radio just scratches at the top of the dirt.
Top of the dirt.
When $4 can buy you Crown of Creation with a lyric insert. So I had a lot of LPs. My friends were mostly clueless. It was just me in an ocean of cheap vinyl like a black sea. I hardly had an income, but it was easy. An awesome world awaited with a cheap key. And sometimes in the garbage they were just free. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. And then the 90s ended and I wasn't no teenager no more. But I started getting shakes if I was passing any used record store.
Record store.
I got the finger muscles you develop when you flip through a stack.
Flip through a stack.
Crate digging for the cheap and obscure, and there was no turning back. A total junkie for the LPs, and nothing in the world was gonna help me. See me quit no sooner than see hell freeze. And there was nothing like the thrill of getting lucky. I'd be mine 5 feet to the breeze. Cause the world was still awash in LPs. And I still had the disease for LPs. Nowadays that stuff is so expensive I don't bother to try. Everything's reissued and plus everything is priced really high. The field is overcrowded, it's impossible to get a good fix. So I walk right past the records, and I flip through all the used compact discs. Yeah, nowadays it's mostly CDs. No one wants to keep them, so there's plenty. Folk and punk and private press and rap and indie. Bonus tracks and liner notes are just empty. As long as I can still make a good discovery, I've still got that music hunger disease. That disease that I got from LPs. When they were dirt cheap in the 1990s. Whatever people don't want, that's the time to get it. Take a chance on something, it might blow your mind. And if it's cheap, there's less chance you'll regret it. Though I'm drowning in my stacks because of all the stupid albums I used to try. Nowadays, looking back, I just regret the ones I didn't buy.
Myself as a hardy banana with that waxy surface and small, delicate flowers. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. I've come here to make a ceramic shoe, and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle. I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join you. It's just child chat. Why don't you want oven chips now? It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these matty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing. Wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything. Do everything and feel nothing. You've got a new coat, new hair. Well, I tell you one thing, you've got it coming. One day you're gonna get it.
Okay, welcome back to the Sound of the Spoken Word here on the Drastic Plastic Program. What we just heard in that last set was a band called Dry Cleaning, and they are from South London, a four-piece band with a new single there that we just heard. It was a song called Scratch Card Lanyard, and we began things off, as we mentioned, with a bit of an autobiographical song from an artist called Jeffrey Lewis from his album of 2019 called Bad Wiring, and my Record Store Day tribute song, a song called LPs. Why don't you just kick back and stay tuned? More music is coming up. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic Program here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, it's time to pass the microphone over to our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
I'm back. But that's not what's important here. What's really important, you know who else is back? It's the band Idols. None other than the favorite sons of Bristol, UK Idols. Yes, their third album, not counting the live album that was released last year, Live at Le Bataclan, but this third studio album, it's called Ultra Mono, and they have not lost a step, not at all. Their first single is what I'll be playing for you, Model Village. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's not a racist, but in the village. the village. A lot of half-pint frogs in the village.
Model car, model wife, model village. Model far, model right, model village.
I see a lot of gammon in the village. I don't see a lot happen in the village. Just give them an anthem and they'll sing it. Still they don't know the meanings in it. Just saluting flags cause it's British. Idiot spirits think they're kindred.
Model low crime rate in the village. Model race, model hate, model village.
It feels like the village is a pillage. Still someone's making a killing. Take flight, take flight. Take flight. Model village.
Apartment could be very nice, oh, very nice. So kick out the
accept my sin, my fool and amen, accept myself.
All too much makeup, and all too many makeups. All too much makeup, and all too many makeups. All too many makeups, all too many makeups. All too many makeups, all too many makeups.
So kick out the chairs, motherfuckers. Kick out the chairs, motherfuckers. We are all custom made.
Was a complete banger, wasn't it? The track Kick Out the Chairs by a band called Munk, M-U-N-K, which is featured on the compilation album by none other than Fatboy Slim. It's his contribution to the Best of Mind series, which is, it's a very worthwhile acquisition. Essentially, Fatboy Slim, Norman Cook, if you will, curates music that he feels has either influenced him in the past in his career and his songwriting, or is a current vintage that was perhaps inspired by him and is nevertheless highly worthy of listening to. That's how I discovered this song. So I strongly encourage you to pick up Back to Mine by Fatboy Slim, and started things off with Model Village, lead-off single from Idol's new release, Mono Ultra. You're listening to Armitage Shanks on this segment of the Three Migos edition of Drastic Plastic. I'll be back for one more set a little bit later, so stay tuned.
They're not sending their best.
What the fuck are you talking about? The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude.
They're bringing drugs.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
They're bringing crime.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
They're rapists.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Yeah, I'm actually a nice person.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
He's a war hero because he was captured.
Not watch my buddies die face down in the muck so that this fucking strumpet, this Walter, fucking whore, could waltz around them.
I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donnie.
Please. You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament?
Were you listening to the dude's story, Donnie?
Probably equal.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
I think it's just an incredible, the whole Bible is an incredible idea.
So you have no frame of reference here, Donnie. You're like a child who wanders into the middle of a movie and wants to know.
I joke very much so. They always hold up The Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the role?
The greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Forget it, Donnie, you're out of your element.
She gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
There was blood coming out of her eyes.
Donnie, shut the fuck up.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting.
That fucking bitch. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Hi, I'm Donnie Dunghill, and this is my son, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, anyways, we're the owners of the Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons. Unfortunately, we have lost our lease, and now we must have special clearance sale, because they are kicking our ass out. Oh, well, easy come, easy go. But here's the good news. Go ahead, Donnie. Why don't you tell them our coffins have been chosen by more families than the other guys? Tell them that the name Dunghill has been synonymous with quality since 1940 and 2.
You said it, pal.
Yeah, and one other thing. With our clearance sale, everything must go. That means we're selling our finest mahogany caskets and concrete burial receptacles
for
dirt cheap. Isn't that right, Donnie? So anyways, if you need to bury a loved one, please do it before the end of the month with Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons.
We bury the competition.
Yeah, you got it right, Donnie.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
My next set begins with something old that is now again new. And this is from a band that I used to just absolutely love in the late 80s. And they've got a brand new single out right now. This is The Wedding Present with David Gedge. And they have a brand new single. It's called Jump In, The Water's Fine. This is The Wedding Present on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Thank you.
welcome back. What we just heard there is just another sound, another record from this fantastic label I've been listening to lately, Coal Mine Records. And this is something brand new from the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio. And it is a brand new 7-inch piece of vinyl that they have out. I believe they will also be recording a brand new record, which is coming up very, very soon. So if you like great soul, funk, and musics like that, check out all these fantastic new bands that are exploring this whole great sound, including like Black Pumas, for instance. But also this organ trio with Del Von Lamar on the B3 organ, Jimmy James on guitar, and Doug Octoport on drums. They come from Seattle, and that was a 7-inch song called Inner City Blues, once again from the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio on Coal Mine Records. And before that, we heard something brand new, as we mentioned, from The Wedding Present, and a single called Jump In, The Water's Fine. More music for you when we return. We've got one more set with Armitage Shanks, so do stick around for that. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. This is CKUT 90.3 FM.
Armitage Shanks has a long history, established in 1817. Armitage Shanks stands for quality, innovation.
Armitage Shanks has for many, many years been a leader.
Yeah, and next up is a track by a band from Essex, UK. I've been following for several years now. Pleased to report they finally come into their own with their third album, Moral Panic. The band, Nothing But Thieves. And the track we'll be hearing, one of two of the singles off Moral Panic that are currently just hitting it big in the UK. This one, Real Love Song, here on CKUT 90.3 FM, this week's edition of Drastic Plastic, hosted by your three amigos.
No.
And we closed off the set with a track called Sunshine from a collective, UK collective, going by the name Sault, S-A-U-L-T. And I'm really hyping them up this summer and fall because they have released two full-length LPs. They're both untitled. However, one is the first album that was released this summer is untitled in parentheses, Black Is. And the one released in September is untitled, in parentheses, Rise. Sunshine is off Rise. Both are outstanding, and I'm fully anticipating they will receive many album or albums of the year plaudits. They certainly are likely to on my show coming next month, my annual top 10 albums of the year. And before that, and also a strong candidate, it's a band called Nothing But Thieves. Their third album, Moral Panic, is genius. It has finally brought them into the spotlight they so very well deserve. And one of their two singles, Coursing from Throughout.
Yeah. 7th Hour Chaos Order and Disorder with Dead End Doug. It's November 30th, 2020. And tonight we'll be listening to songs that start with A. Here's Dead Boys, Ain't It Fun.